Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're in Colossians chapter 2, beginning of verse 20, and in today's reading, Paul reminds the Colossians that they have been set free from the ruling spirits of the universe because they have died with Christ and have been raised to life with Christ. Thus, they are to set their hearts and minds on things of heaven, putting aside earthly desires. What he says about obeying certain rules is a continuation of the preceding statements in chapter 2, verses 16 through 19 from yesterday's reading. And they may refer to false religious practices or to Jewish Christians who are trying to convince the Colossians to follow the Jewish laws pertaining to food and drink, all right? And to God's guiding word for us as we end up this week together is discipleship, to be discipled. And every one of us, whether we're 5 or 50, whether we're 6 or 60, or, you know, 8 or 80, we are all being discipled in our Christian walk. Disciple, the root word of disciple is discipline. And so our lives are disciplined to conform to the image of Jesus. So let's go ahead and begin reading in Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 20. You have died with Christ and are set free from the ruling spirits of the universe. Why then do you live as though you belong to this world? Why do you obey such rules as don't handle this, and don't taste that, and don't touch the other? All these refer to things that have become useless once they are used, and they are only human rules and teachings. Of course, such rules appear to be based, on wisdom in their forced worship of angels and false humility and severe treatment of the body, but they have no real value in controlling physical passions. You have been raised to life with Christ. So set your hearts on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right hand of God. Keep your minds fixed on the things there, not on the things here on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ. And when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. And today's key verse is Colossians 3:4, where Paul writes, your real life is Christ. And when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share in his glory. You know, it's interesting that, you know, Paul uses such statements as the Colossians have died with Christ. They've been raised to life with Christ. That's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. And so, you know, he's saying that basically as believers in Jesus Christ, we're dead to the things of this world. And I would just ask you, when Jesus was crucified and he lay in that tomb, for 3 days, how much effect did the world have on his body? None whatsoever. He was dead. You couldn't hurt him. You couldn't help him. You couldn't do anything. That physical body was dead now to all of the influence of this world. And the word says that we have died in Christ. When he died, we died. When he was raised from the dead, we are raised from the dead. That is the picture of baptism. When we receive water baptism, the sacrament, that somehow this is a reflection of what happens spiritually to us. Our old sin nature died with Jesus. That means it's no longer approachable or controllable by this world. It's dead. Yet, as Paul says in Galatians 2:20, yet I live. yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. And said, or nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. So when we come out of that water, that is the picture of Jesus walking out of the tomb, in his glorified body. So at that point, the world had no effect on him because he's living in a glorified body. And so no matter in this world or in the next, we're not of this world. We have died with Christ to the things of this world. And so we should be able to be raised to live in Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you that I have been raised to life with you, and that when you appear, I will share your glory. Keep me steadfast in faith and help me to follow you and do what is pleasing in your sight. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Join me on Monday. We'll be in Psalm 72, which is a prayer for the king. But before Monday, of course, comes Sunday morning. And if you can't make it to the church service, at 10 o'clock, don't forget that you can catch us live on YouTube and on Zoom. So whichever way, I look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday. So until we meet again, as my father-in-law used to say, here, there, or in the air, may Christ be your all in all. God bless you. We'll see you next time.